Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 30 years. Straight up today, we're talking with MMA royalty, folks. I'm talking about a member of the Gracie family. That's right, Cesar Gracie will be here about 40 minutes past there. We'll talk about the evolution of Brazilian jiu-jitsu and how come those guys aren't evolving. How come most of the UFC champions are now American fighters? Brazilian jiu-jitsu in the rearview mirror as far as the world of the UFC and champions are concerned. The only champion from Brazil nowadays is the UFC 145-pound champion, Jose Aldo, has a loss that's like God was born. Straight up, a long-time champion, but he's long in the tooth, 145 pounds, long at that weight, and of course, eventually, the weight's going to get him. I don't think they end up losing a fight. I think they end up losing to the weight. Straight up, we are 6 days away from UFC 181. You know, the main event, Anthony Pettis, the world lightweight champion. I mean, the hardest kickers in the business. This guy kicks on my TV moves. That's how hard he kicks, okay? Taking on El Nino, San Francisco's very own, the former Strikeforce champion. I'm talking about Gilbert Melendez. What a great, great co-feature, folks. This is an outstanding fight. Got a lot of co-main event. We'll talk about that as well. Of course, we've got Bellator News. They signed somebody good. And of course, Johnny Hendricks defending that UFC welterweight title in the main event against Robbie Lawler in a rematch. But straight up, the big fight on that card is Anthony Pettis and Gilbert Melendez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, iHeart Radio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
The cyborg thing is, I can't even believe people are asking me about Cyborg, number one. First of all, she does not fight here. Everybody realizes that, right? She weighs 145 pounds, and her genius manager, Tito Ortiz, said that she would die if she went to 135 pounds. She's also coming off a steroid suspension last time she was here. I mean, I can't even – it drives me nuts. She will not fight Cyborg. I don't know who she's going to fight. She's going to go film Entourage, the movie, and then we'll figure out what's next for her.
Here's a song that fits Ronda Rousey to a T. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, especially in the possession of a woman. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It is the mighty Tower of Power. Of course, I do some writing for Tower of Power. You can check it out, towerofpower.com. Hit the message board at the bottom of the homepage. It'll take you to Pedro's Song of the Month, down to the nightclub. I've got a couple of sections which my articles and feature stories on the band, the soul band, now 45 years in existence out of Oakland, California. How they do, what they're all about. Check them out, towerofpower.com, and Pedro's contributions at the message board. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Coach USC 181, we'll preview that with Zach Tag Young in about 10 minutes. The bottom line was Frankie Edgar was way too good for Cub Swanson on the USC fight night last week. And, of course, Fabrice Verdum, now the guy, the interim heavyweight champion after destroying Mark Hunt with that flying knee and the punches afterwards. I mean, wow, what can I say? Nobody expected him to take Hunt out quite that easy. In fact, the early knockout, I was looking for Hunt to score the early knockout. In fact, he was winning the fight up to that point, but man, a flying knee? Good Lord, how many guys stop you with a flying knee? Straight up, I think Mark Hunt might be finished as a heavyweight contender. He was a fringe contender to begin with, like a gatekeeper type of guy. I mean, he wasn't the best, sort of like the Tim Bosch at 185 pounds or a light heavyweight. He's just a gatekeeper guy. I mean, not really the upper echelon of the USC heavyweight division, of course, but his power, the fact he could knock guys out with one punch, that's what put him in that position to fight for the interim title. Of course, the interim title is being contested because the current champion, the reigning USC undisputed world heavyweight champion, is 205 pounds to 265 pounds, is Cain Velasquez, and once beaten lad, Mexican-American out of Silicon Valley, San Jose, California. He's off with some knee injuries. He and Verdum will hook it up in 2015 for the undisputed USC heavyweight championship. Chael Sonnen, remember him? The mouth that roared, former USC middleweight that he sort of took Anderson Silva in 2008 to the brink of, almost to the edge of the cliff of defeat, the cliff of death over in Oakland, California. He had won four rounds and Silva got him to submit in the fifth round. Of course, in the rematch, he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree and was never in the fight, of course, for the first fight, testing positive for steroids, and recently testing positive for steroids again, so his UFC career is over with. He has signed a contract with ESPN. He's going to be their ESPN MMA analyst, more power to ESPN. Chael Sonnen is a good guy, but I get sick of Chael Sonnen. They play this clip around here with Chael Sonnen every once in a while. I just cringe. I don't want to hear his mouth anymore. Of course, I always thought he was an underachiever, an overachiever, because of the fact that he used performance-enhancing drugs. Outside of that, I don't think he would have been much. He talks a good game, but that's about it. Speaking of talking, comic Russ Peters, not too happy with the UFC.
That's right. He says that the UFC and some of their stars like Ronda Rousey, they're getting shorted. They're getting burned financially from the parent company, Zuffa Sports. Of course, Zuffa Sports is owned by the Franco Lorenzo Fertitta. They own the Station Casino chain in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, Dana White has 10% of the UFC or the parent company, Zuffa Sports. And the Dubai government, they own 13% of the company. So the Fertittas, Dubai, and essentially Dana White run the show. Dana White really runs the show, but they're paying people like Ronda Rousey, according to comedian Russ Peters. She only got $120,000 to defend her title last time. Oh, $120,000? You got to be kidding. I mean, if the UFC supposedly did 200,000 pay-per-views at $50 a pop, that's $10 million. And they're paying somebody $120,000 to be in the main event? Yeah, I think we've got some issues there, and I think Dana White needs to address them if that is the case. Jose Aldo, the only 145-pound world champion, the only Brazilian, still a jiu-jitsu artist, of course, out of the land where the world of MMA and UFC began back in the Gracie days. Well, speaking of Gracie, we'll have a member of the famous Gracie family, Cesar Gracie, on the show in about 20 minutes right here on the Sports Byline broadcast. And we'll talk the history of the game, what's up, some upcoming fights, all kinds of good stuff with Cesar Gracie at about 40 minutes past the hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But TJ Dillashaw, he got $50,000 to defend his title last time? Come on! $50,000? Oh, something's wrong. If he got $50,000 and Ronda Rousey only got $120,000 to fight that last time, listen, those guys are ripping these people off. I mean, like, I just have to come out and say it. This is wrong. This is just definitely wrong. I mean, this is why people knock boxing. Say boxing is a red light district of sports, things like that. Well, not anymore. Not if MMA is going to be paying these people substandard wages. I mean, come on. $50,000 for TJ Dillashaw. He was supposed to be taking on the ex-champion, Renan Barrio, who he stopped in a previous fight. And Barrio didn't make the weight, so in steps some California hobo at the last minute. And, of course, they did it, and TJ Dillashaw won going away. But if he only got $50,000 plus a bonus maybe or $40,000, that's only $90,000. To be in a main event on television, on pay-per-view, I think you deserve a lot more than $90,000, folks. And that's just the way the UFC is cutting up the pie. So Russell Peters, not too happy. Jose Aldo, not too happy as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget those numbers, man. Tito Ortiz, Stephen Bonner, November the 15th, live, of course, on Spike TV to 2 million homes. Spike's happy with Bellator and MMA, of course. Bellator MMA going to be doing their thing Friday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time, I believe, beginning January the 16th. Coming back with their new season, it'll be rocking and rolling. Bellator got off to a rocky start the second part of this year, I think, with the departure of Bjorn Rebny, the rudderless ship that it was. And now you've got Scott Coker, and Scott Coker, the former Strikeforce CEO, the man that brought us Strikeforce. Of course, Strikeforce was sold to the parent company of the UFC, Zuffa Sports, between $35 and $40 million about 2.5 years ago. But Scott Coker's now running the show at Bellator. And like Scott said in the past, I expect in 5 years from now to be up there on a level with the UFC, having top fighters. And, you know, they've got some pretty good fighters as it is, but he talks about having the best fighters in the game, and he's willing to spend, Viacom's willing to spend to get it. So if the money's there and the opportunity's there and guys realize there's another place to go, if MMA fighters realize the UFC is not the only, you know, not the only club in town, not the only rodeo going, well, straight up, they're going to make some money. I'm telling you, they're going to make some money. They're going to be able to balance one against the other. Gilbert Melendez did that recently. More power to him. He re-signed with the UFC after talking with Bellator for a couple of minutes. In fact, Bellator evidently matched their contract. But when you look at the end of the day, Bellator is good for the world of mixed martial arts. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Tower of Power. You should be having some fun. You ought to be having fun. I hope you're having fun listening to this show. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, MMA edition, live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Don't forget, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Then we go on the Sirius XM Satellite Radio Network. Of course, that's Monday night, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Straight up, lots of Ring Talk for you, of course, at SportsByline.com, RingTalk.com, iTunes.com, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You ought to be happy. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Scott Coker, in 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see fighters that are in the top 10 of the world. And I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two. And I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good, solid players in any business.
Let those horns play. The mighty sound of Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll be backstage with Tower of Power December 20th in San Jose, California. The co-feature will be War. So it'll be like a battle of the bands, battle of the old school bands, Tower of Power versus War, duking out at the San Jose Civic Auditorium. They named it something else, but when I held a knockout record in this arena, the San Jose Civic Auditorium was like 12 seconds. And some guy beat that. Whoever beat that, I'm not happy about that. But the bottom line is the San Jose Civic Auditorium coming alive December the 20th, Tower of Power and War. Speaking about coming alive, Invicta Fighting Championships. Talk about all women. December the 5th, live from the Arena Theater in Houston, Texas on UFC Fight Pass or some type of pay-per-view. You spend $9.99 a month. You can watch this card and several other UFC cards that aren't featured in prime time on Fox Sports 1, etc. And, of course, you get some UFC scoops at the Fight Pass. I don't know if you want to invest in that, but the bottom line is it's $9.99. Of course, Invicta going December the 5th, I said, from Houston, pay-per-view style. Michelle Waterson, 12-3, versus Harika Tuberculo, 8-2. They're fighting for the atomweight championship of Invicta. What's atomweight?
That's 105 pounds. What's pin weight? 102 pounds. Now, my next guest, his left hand weighs 102 pounds. Let's talk about the great Zach Attack Young. Heavy handed Zach Young. What's up, Big Zach?
I'm doing well, Pedro. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Let's talk about, of course, UFC 181, Anthony Pettis and Gilbert Melendez. Nobody wants to step out here. I mean, you know, I've asked different people. They're all sort of on the fence here. I'm going with Melendez. I guess you're going to stick with Pettis, right?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Pettis, but I wouldn't be shocked if Melendez wouldn't. It's a very competitive fight, and it really could go either way.
You know, I mean, when you look at the skills involved, I mean, the hardest kicker in the game, I mean, and I exaggerate, but when Pettis kicks somebody, my TV moves, man. He kicks hard.
Yeah, my whole house shakes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, is he the hardest kicker pound for pound?
Yeah, him, Edson Barbosa is another hard kicker too, but I think Pettis has like a better array of kicks and is more well-rounded.
Okay. Johnny Hendricks, how come I need MMA Viagra to watch Johnny Hendricks? Why is it I'm not enamored with Johnny Hendricks taking on Robbie Lawler in a rematch in the main event there? Why is it? What's missing there? Is it me or is it him?
I thought the last fight with Robbie Lawler was entertaining, and he gets a lot of knockouts. Maybe it's just that you see the flaws because he's not a flawless champion. It's hard to really see him holding the belt forever, but you know he's going to give people a good fight. But I think overall he's a fairly entertaining fighter.
Yeah. Speaking of the former champion GSP, George St. Pierre, of course, he took the title from, lost a controversial nod the first time, then won a controversial nod the second time. GSP is healing from surgery. He's back in the groove. He's back in the gym. And, of course, there's no way he can fight 185. He's too small, so he'll have to go back to 170 and struggle to make the weight.
It seems that way, yeah. He's never really seemed like he wanted to go up to 185. I think that he's a very big 170. He could make it, but I think that he doesn't want to take on the bigger fighters.
Speaking of guys moving up in weight, probably probably not a good thing. January the 31st, UFC 183, Anderson Silva, the comebacking Silva, taking on Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz didn't ask for a catchweight fight here. He's going to fight, and he's like a welterweight, 170 pounds. He's going to fight Silva at 185. Big mistake in the minds of a lot of MMA insiders here.
Yeah, it'll say a lot about how much Silva has left because I think a prime Silva, that would just be a nightmare for Diaz, and I think he would get stopped. But if he manages to beat Silva somehow, then I think that'll tell you a lot about where Silva is because that's not a fighter that Silva would have lost to. He's a come-forward fighter that Silva would normally pick apart.
Speaking of Silvas, Wanderlei Silva saying a lot of nasty things about the UFC on YouTube and various media outlets, and Chael Sonnen, of all people, scolded him and came out and said he should shut his mouth. Imagine Chael Sonnen telling somebody to shut up.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's probably the biggest mouth out there.
Exactly. Junior Dos Santos, why this guy wants to come back, I just don't know, folks. Of course, the last time we saw him in the octagon, he was almost being murdered by Cain Velasquez. The time before that we saw him in the octagon, he was almost getting murdered by Cain Velasquez again. So he survived two murder attempts by the world heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez after beating him via a knockout the first time around in one of those fights that ended in the blink of an eye. But now he's coming back, and after like a year and a half off, he's taking on Stipe Miocic. And, of course, these guys are battling in the heavyweights. Junior Dos Santos, I talk with Cesar Gracie, I've talked with Dave Meltzer, I've talked with Kyle Kingsbury, different MMA fighters. I think there's no way he cannot be damaged after taking that kind of ass kicking.
No, I don't think so. You don't normally see somebody get beat like that, and especially not twice in a row. That was pretty horrific, honestly. And I hope for his sake that he's okay, but it definitely didn't look good.
No, but he looked like at the end of that second fight in the hospital afterwards, those photos, and you can look them up on the internet. I mean, he really looked like he was in a movie, and that, you know, somebody took his face and ran into a meat grinder and beat him with a baseball bat and spiked him and all. I mean, that was the most horrific looking mug I think I've seen in fighting in many, many years.
Yeah, and I mean, Dos Santos was known to be a model, you know. He was a very attractive person. I'm just kidding, but that's definitely not going to help him in the looks department anymore, those types of facial reconstructive surgery beatings.
You know, I'm not too concerned about his physical well-being, because after all, he is a fighter. He knows what he's getting into. But, you know, the residual effects from getting pounded like that with basically bare wrapped up fists, man, that's going to take its toll.
Yeah, definitely. And those are the type of things where you don't see the real effects of that till years later. Like, you might be okay at first, but that's the type of thing where, like, years down the line, he's going to probably have some type of, like, mental problems, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's almost a cinch. When you take those type of whoopings, something's going to happen. The residual effects are not pretty in combat sports. And that's Dos Santos, of course, fighting on UFC on Fox. That's going down December the 13th. That is the big network, Fox Network, of course. Also on the card, what did they call this guy? Alistair, what was last? What would you call Alistair's real name? Alistair what?
They call him Overroyd.
Alistair Overeem. Another guy whose complexion and his body tone changed once they got him off the steroids, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Now they call him Medium Ream instead of Overeem.
Ooh. Of course, Alistair Overeem and trying to do his thing. We talked about Vitor Belfort. You know, him doing his thing with the 185-pound champion Chris Weidman, but him not being able to take testosterone replacement therapy, that's going to play a role, I think, in that fight. But Overeem taking on Stefan Struk. Isn't Struk like 6'7"?
Yeah, he's a tall guy. Both of them don't take shots too well, so I'm guessing this one isn't going to go the distance.
I think this guy was a UFC champion back in the day, I think for a minute. Gabriel Gonzaga taking on Matt Mitrione. Matt Mitrione was a guy that sounded off on Fallon Fox and got in trouble for calling that transsexual, which he was.
Yeah, I remember that, and that's a pretty decent fight. I think they're both at about an equal level, Gonzaga and him.
Okay, and this is all going to be on Fox. The prelim will be on Fox as well. John Moraga and Willie Gates, Claudia Gatalaya versus Joanna Jedrasek. Anyway, that's a woman's strawweight fight. You know, they've got all these small weight classes going on, and I think it's great, man. I mean, I'm all for this. I think it's fantastic. In fact, you know, I think the UFC needs to realize that we need to put weight classes in between the weight classes. I think that there's too much of a jump from 155 to 170. I think there should be a weight class in between. I mean, because some guys can fight at 155, but they can't fight at 170. So I think there should be some junior weight classes put in there. Zach, am I all alone on this one and trying to turn it into boxing or what?
No, I think you make a good point. I mean, there's like a 60-pound gap between light heavyweight and heavyweight, and there's like a 20-pound gap between middleweight and light heavyweight. So I definitely think there's room for some more weight classes in there. And I think it would be nice. It would show off more fighters and you would see more champions and it would be more marketable, I think, overall.
Okay, did the numbers that Bellator brought in on Spike TV in the 15th of December for the Tito Ortiz, Stefan Bonner, the 2 million homes, of course, they smoked the UFC as far as the UFC was going that same night with Fabrice Verdum and Mark Hunt for the interim heavyweight championship, but they smoked the UFC as far as, to put it this way, more people stole more people stole the pay-per-view than watched it. That's just the way I thought. Anyway, straight up, what do you think of Spike doing those great numbers? Are they going to come back in 2015, 2016? Are they going to be able to rumble with the UFC in the future, you think?
I think so. I mean, I think they're starting to get some fighters together there, and I think that the first card that Coker put together was a pretty solid card. It had a lot of former UFC stars, which is probably pretty marketable for Bellator. But, yeah, I think they can come back and they can compete. As far as overtaking them, I don't think they'll overtake them, but they'll be able to hang in there for a while like Strikeforce did, I think.
Well, Strikeforce, of course, they were knocking on the door there, doing good numbers on Showtime. In fact, Showtime blew me away when they said that they had more Mexican-Americans, more Latinos watching MMA percentage-wise. Of course, they had more boxing fans, but percentage-wise, watching MMA than they did boxing. To me, that was a bit of a shock. Straight up, you're going with Pettis. I'm going with Gilbert Melendez. We're going to bet a Pepsi on that one or what?
Yeah, sure. Or a Coke, whichever one you prefer.
Okay, UFC 181, of course, going down this next Saturday, December the 6th, live on pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. The fight card opens up on UFC Fight Pass. You haven't bought the Fight Pass yet, have you?
I haven't bought the Fight Pass, no. I've seen some of the Fight Pass fights, but I have not bought the Fight Pass.
You know, Francesco Varcarcel, the president of the WBA, was talking about watching fights free on the internet. Let me tell you what happened when I watched a fight free on the internet. I told my listeners this before, but I was watching a fight, and I got up to go to the bathroom between rounds, and in between, a pop-up came on my screen. It says, "Hi, I'm Jenny. I live in Antioch, 10 miles away. Let's have sex together." Or some crazy, a crazy pop-up. I kid you not. So the girl I'm living with, she sees this. She goes absolutely berserk. What can I say? That was the beginning of the end of the relationship, but I was killed by free internet.
Wow. I guess there's no free internet in the end, is there?
But you've seen those pop-ups, right? They pop
up
in front of you?
Yeah,
exactly. That's a little crazy. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. You got a column coming up this week?
Yeah, definitely. I should have it by the next few days.
Good enough. Zach Attack Young, of course, co-host of Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Attack Young, be good.
All right. See you later, Pedro. Thank you.
Next up, the great Cesar Gracie on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When you think of the name Ford, you think automobile. When you think of the name Gracie, you think mixed martial arts. That being the case, we bring in one of the Gracies, Cesar Gracie, a manager of Northern California MMA Stars. How are you, Cesar?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
That's good. How's, you know, where did this all start? Why don't you explain to us the creation of what we know today as the UFC and MMA? When did it start in Brazil?
Well, in Brazil, it started back when my grandfather began at Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. He learned from Konji Koma, Count Koma from Japan, who had immigrated there. And, you know, he started doing jiu-jitsu, kind of tweaked it a little bit to fit his frame and everything. And I went from there. Then when it came out here, it happened in the, I'd say like the 1970s was probably when it really got big in Brazil, although they've been doing challenge matches all the way back in the 30s and so forth, 1930s we're talking about. The 1970s, you know, you have more TV and everything, and it started getting bigger. And then Horion Gracie brought the UFC over here. He co-founded the UFC with a guy, Art Davies. And then all of a sudden, when Zuffa picked it up with the Zuffa family and everything, Zuffa organization, Lorenzo, excuse me, and those guys, it just exploded with the the whole UFC thing. When they got it legalized, is when it got really big.
You know what's funny is I had Art Davey on the show about 2 months ago, and he's quite a character. He told me that leading up to that first pay-per-view back in 1993, that they did not have a television contract as of like an hour and a half before.
Yeah, those were rock and roll days, man. And I kind of, to be honest with you, I kind of missed that type of stuff. It was just seat of your pants, and it was the excitement. And when you have stuff like that, you have people doing things really for the love of doing it, to prove something. Now it's all financial, and it's great the way it is today. But sometimes I do miss that type of stuff. I remember getting chased out of places when I wasn't involved with the UFC stuff. That was all Horan, but when they did a Extreme Fighting Championship and everything like that, we went to New York to go do a show. We got basically chased out of town with the governor and protesters outside, TV crews, everything. We had to hop on a plane to Oklahoma and do a show out there, where it was like a quick venue thing. They didn't have the same laws, but those were good days.
The old days of the UFC, of course, the beginning days of mixed martial arts in this country. What about K-1? Is K-1 still in existence? Are they still doing their thing across the pond there?
You know, K-1 is more getting more back, I think, to the kickboxing. They started off as a kickboxing organization. They got into mixed martial arts. But to my knowledge, you know, they shut down operations because they haven't done stuff in a very long time.
Okay. Is this a good thing that Zuffa and Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and Dana White and the Dubai government, who owns 13% of Zuffa Sports, do you think it's a good thing that they sort of have a stranglehold on the sport, with the exception of Bellator trying to make a move now with Scott Coker and Viacom? Do you think that's too much power for one entity?
You know, as a, I think so. You know, I mean, there's the pros and the cons. The pros are that they've got so much money that they can basically make anything happen. They can make these giant fights. And all the best guys will want to gravitate toward their organization if they're getting paid more money. So in that respect, it's really good. But as far as competition and so forth, it's not good for the athletes. And I don't know. I just kind of miss having more organizations around. It gives you more options.
Well, Ben Askren, the undefeated lad, he took a walk. He went to like some organization in Japan, and he told me through an email they're paying him more than the UFC would pay him. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, a lot of these organizations, when they want big names, and they're going to pay you a lot to go over to them because they want to get off the ground. I think it was ONE FC, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe it is. Yeah.
Where he went to, and you know, they got deep pockets over there. And for a lot of these guys, they will make a lot more money going to these organizations than they'll go in the UFC, because the UFC will say, well, we'll give you this much money, and if you don't like it, where are you going to go? You know, so
okay,
having another organization around with deep pockets is really good for the fighters.
Cesar Gracie is our guest. He is a MMA manager. Of course, the Gracie name is infamous and famous, of course, with the sport of mixed martial arts, the Royce Gracie being the really first UFC star. What's he doing these days?
Royce is doing his stuff. He's living the life. He just kind of goes around. He does seminars. He does appearances, stuff like that. He doesn't really have a school that I know of. He just runs around and, teaches some seminars and so forth. But he's doing well. He stays in shape, and to my knowledge, he still trains jiu-jitsu, so I think he's doing really good. Just to correct you on one point, though,
okay.
I have managed a lot of fighters and everything, but yeah. Really, I want to be known more as a trainer, you know, because that's my, you know,
That's your love.
That's my love, is teaching people jiu-jitsu. That's the thing. And you know, to this day, you know, I'm proud to say that of all my guys that ever fought in the UFC, of all their fights, I've never even had a guy submitted.
Okay.
So it's, you know, I think I've done a good job with that. That's what I want to be known as.
Great question here. Okay, you brought up Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and the fact that that was the start of MMA in the UFC with Royce Gracie back in the day. Now, today, the game is much more developed. I mean, it seems like a lot of guys are learning how to box more. I mean, the guys with the wrestling base seem to have an advantage. I mean, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, if you were just a master of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, you couldn't get over alone in today's game, could you?
It'd be tough because the rules, the way they are, is you've got 5 minutes to make something happen, and then it's another round, and you start back up and everything. And the way jiu-jitsu was back in the day, there was no time limits. So you could have a more tactical, patient game of waiting for your opponent to make a mistake. You know, like, remember when Royce fought Dan Severn? Well, Royce had never wrestled in his life. You know, he had some takedowns, but he never wrestled. When he fought Dan Severn, a very accomplished wrestler, he was okay being on bottom. And then he eventually submitted Dan Severn. Now, if that fight happened today, Dan Severn would have beaten him every single time because he would have just been on top and throwing punches, and he'd won a decision every single fight.
Back to Royce Gracie. When he fought Matt Hughes and he wouldn't submit and they basically broke – his arm was broken. Good Lord. I mean, that was – that, and I think when Don Fry wouldn't submit to a Ken Shamrock ankle lock over in Pride – those were like two of the most eeriest moments I've ever seen. These guys they have no quit in them, none.
You know, a guy like Royce, guys like their mentality is they're not going to tap out. They're just going to go. They just don't want to tap out. Same thing with Henzo when he fought Sakuraba, that one fight many years ago, was it? And, you know, basically completely dislocated his arm, and Henzo just wouldn't tap out because – for them, I think they just grew up in that environment. I'm not going to tap. I'm representing. I'm fighting for a system. I'm fighting for my family. I'm fighting for my honor. They had that mentality back then.
Okay. Vitor Belfort, the Phenom. Did he fail to hit a climactic moment in his career? Because he really hasn't been in title. I know he's going to get a fight with Chris Weidman soon, but he hasn't been around the title picture for a while. He was doing reality TV. I just don't know if his heart and soul is he 200% into this or what?
You know, the thing is how old is he?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, you get to a certain age, and he's one of the guys that had one of the more colorful careers. He was 19 years old fighting in the UFC. Phenomenal. He came up under Carlson Gracie, my uncle. And he lasted forever. But these days, I mean, they just took what? They took away the performance, the testosterone stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I think, you know.
Performance enhancing, of course, testosterone replacement therapy.
There you go. Well, without that, let's see how he's going to do. Because, you know, you get older, you kind of need that stuff. So I'm not convinced he's going to do that well in his next fight without that stuff. He's a phenomenal athlete and everything, but one opponent no one's been able to beat this time.
You and I are on the same page here because, you know, when he fights in Brazil, no knock on the Brazilians, but when he fights in Brazil, he's got the body of Adonis. When he fights in the United States, he don't look all that hard.
No, he's not. And you got to remember, even in the United States, they allow him to do the testosterone therapy, but now they've taken that away even. So it's going to be a completely different physique for him, and it's going to affect his performance a lot, I believe.
Speaking of Vitor Belfort, of course, he takes on Chris Weidman for the UFC middleweight 185-pound championship. Cesar Gracie's our guest, of course, of the Gracie family. Chris Weidman, pound for pound, one of the best. I mean, he beat Anderson Silva not once but twice, and yet some people have Anderson Silva on the pound for pound list still. How do you do that? How do you get beat twice, knocked out cold, and beat twice, and still remain on the pound for pound list? Does that make sense to you?
You know, I mean, I guess it's former accomplishments, but he's getting older too, Anderson Silva.
39. 40.
He's going to be 40 years old in April, I believe it is,
mm-hmm.
something like that. So another guy, you know, he fought back in the Pride days and everything. spars a lot, has been through a lot of abuse, but I see your point. He's kind of his last, what, he's got two losses in a row, right?
Yep.
And, maybe not. I've never looked at that pound-for-pound stuff. I don't even keep up with it. But I am a big fan of Weidman, though, because I think he's got all the tools. He's got good hands. He's great wrestling ability. He's got the jiu-jitsu. He comes from a great camp of jiu-jitsu guys on the East Coast. So I look forward to seeing him fight.
You remember when he blasted on the scene when he took out the Filipino wrecking machine, Mark Munoz, down there in San Jose? We were all there. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yikes. I was the only guy on press row. There was 32 guys on press row, and everybody picked the Filipino wrecking machine to win, and I picked Weidman, and I didn't know until afterwards, and Dave Meltzer came up to me and said, why'd you pick Weidman? I said, he'd never been taken off his feet before. To me, that's more than undefeated. When you're unbeaten in double-digit fights, you've never been taken off your feet. That says a lot about your abilities.
No, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think we're going to see a lot of good stuff come from him. He's not the most vocal guy in the world. I mean, he's been a little bit more lately, but a lot of guys, you know, they talk a lot. They make a big commotion about their fights and everything. It gets them more attention. And Weidman hasn't really been that guy.
Is Conor McGregor that guy?
Conor McGregor, yeah, I think he is that guy. You know, he's an up-and-coming guy. He's a tough guy. I think he's going to beat a lot of good people, but he hasn't fought the best guys yet, though.
Okay, of course, we're talking about the featherweight that's been talking about fighting Jose Aldo for the 145-pound title. Are you surprised there's only one Brazilian left as the UFC champion, and we go through 125 to heavyweight? They're all Americans, with the exception of Aldo at 145.
No, not really. I think it's going to, you know, it's going to go up and down. Sometimes the Brazilians are up there, but, you know, Americans, what they have here in the U.S. is they've got down the weight cutting. They've got down the nutritional aspects. I think they scientifically train better. So it's a smarter training regime. And they're going to be tough to beat. You know, there's so many super athletic Americans and so forth that they're always going to have good guys up there.
Okay, we both concur that Weidman will probably roll over Vitor Belfort, at least at this stage of Vitor Belfort's career. What about John Jones and Daniel Cormier? Cormier has never been taken off his feet. John Jones has only been beaten once in a disqualification with Matt Hamill back in the day, and of course Matt Hamill's not in John Jones's league. What gives there? We've got two undefeated guys.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know what? And it's hard to pick a winner there. I mean, probably John Jones, right? Because as far as athletic ability, I'd have to say that is the most naturally gifted athlete in the UFC is John Jones. Thing about Cormier is he's such a disciplined fighter. He's very meticulous about his approach to fighting and everything. And he's got really good hands. He hits hard. He's super hard to take down. I just think that maybe the range is going to make the difference. Where John Jones is, you know, he's got some range on him. I think that's probably the difference in the fight.
And I see Cormier getting under that range and under that reach, much like Joe Frazier with Muhammad Ali, the shorter guy prevailing in this instance. Plus, he's got that solid wrestling base, Caesar. And I mean, the guy's an Olympian, a national champion, Pan Am Games. I mean, he's got it going on as far as his wrestling base is concerned.
No, he really does, and you may very well be right about that. You know, it would be definitely an upset in the minds of other people, but you might very well be right.
Okay, Caín Velasquez, the world heavyweight champion, was on this show like 36 hours before he hurt his leg and pulled out of the Verdum fight, and of course Fabrice Verdum stopping Mark Hunt in the second round with that flying knee. That was pretty impressive.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he was losing that fight, and people expected him to lose that fight, really, because he came out and pulled it out. So he did a good job.
Okay, Caesar, how can people get a hold of you if they want you to train them? Were you on Facebook or something or what?
You know what? If you're in the San Francisco area now, we just opened a new gym on 175 DeHaro. And
that's in Potrero Hill.
Yeah, from Potrero Hill area in San Francisco. Exactly.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to come over there in the next week or so because I'm here in the city.
Yeah,
you know that.
Call me up, come by, come visit. You know, I'll be over there. We're really excited about it. And I spent a lot of my time there and Pleasant Hill. And the other day I was in Stockton. So I'm kind of bouncing around, but I'd love to be. I'm looking forward to the San Francisco gym growing.
Caesar Gracie, the new San Francisco gym, 175 DeHaro in the Potrero Hill district. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
All the best to you, my brother. Thank you so much for your time. And, man, you're always a class act. Anytime you want to come back, just let Pedro know.
Greatly appreciate it. Take care, Pedro.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 58 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course, the American Forces Network. Download the iHeart Radio app and take Ring Talk anywhere you go, 24-7 around the world on your Samsung, I mean on your smartphone, or your tablet. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. 30-plus years now. Thank you for taking part. Of course, Friday night, Invicta FCX. That's right, number 10. I'm talking about the Invicta fight card that will be on pay-per-view. UFC Fight Pass, December the 5th, beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. Then UFC 181 going the following night, beginning at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. 7 o'clock Pacific on the pay-per-view card. Johnny Hendricks, Robbie Lawler, Anthony Pettis, Gilbert Melendez. Two different title fights there. Straight up, something's got to give. Pretty good UFC 181. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. Whether this is your first time or you've been a long-time family member, this is your show, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.